Have you ever wished you could find a way to get to a really new way of thinking about your life and your goals, but you felt stuck and you saw lots and lots of courses and coaching offered, but you just didn't know how it would help? I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I hope that this particular podcast episode will help you think about your blind spots and your edges in a way that helps you make choices about systems of thinking that might help you grow. So what are you missing? All of us have blind spots. We have perceptual blind spots because our eyes only pick up a certain amount of information, and there's actually a physical blind spot in the middle of your field of vision. You have blind spots in your ears because you can only hear certain frequencies. And you have blind spots in your thinking because your brain likes to recycle information. And the more often you use pathways, the stronger they get, but also the less energy it takes to use them. And so once you have a thought in your head, it can be really hard to shake it out or change it, because the natural functioning of your brain is to conserve energy by reusing patterns. So we all have blind spots. We have beliefs. And we go out into the world and we look for information, but our brain is so much faster than our conscious mind, and it grabs the information that supports what we already think. In some ways, this keeps us stuck, but in a lot of ways, it keeps us stable. Now, here's what I mean. If you think about a concept like wellness, think for a moment about what you mean by wellness. You know that there's a wellness industry. You know that it's a good thing to be well. But what do you think it means? I'm going to give you a second. Just kind of notice what experiences pop into your mind, what qualities or words you associate with wellness. Now I'm going to tell you what I think wellness means. And this is going to give you a point of comparison between what bubbled to the surface, what you are likely using to filter the information around you about wellness, and what you might think if you explored those edges a little more. Because I think wellness has four components. I think it means being physically well. I think it means being emotionally well. You'd probably agree on that. I think it means being mentally well, able to process information in a way that supports well-being. And I think it means being ethically well, which to me means making choices that feel like they establish the right relationship between you and the world around you so that you like the impact you have. So physically well, mentally well, emotionally well, ethically well. How many of those things cropped up in your own definition of wellness? And I think you'll find that maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't. But even if you agree with me, there were elements in my system that didn't appear in your off the top of my head thinking about wellness. And if you disagreed, now you can go in and go, well, how do I disagree? What is it that I don't feel about that? And again, it's going to bring to your mind a whole bunch of thoughts that you maybe have had before, but they've been sitting just below the level of awareness, and you're not sure how they are filtering the information you bring in from the world, which is the information you use to build possibility for yourself. It's only when we become aware that we have blind spots, if we become aware that our knowledge of the world has edges to it, that we can start making deliberate choices about growing. Because it takes a conscious, deliberate effort to grow, to go beyond the confirmation bias that is built in to keep us stable, and allow new information and new structures to come into our awareness so that we can now support new possibilities in ourselves and in the impact we have on others. The reason we think systematically instead of just going with the flow is that those systematic ways of thinking allow us to see our blind spots and our edges and to make choices about where we're okay with the way we're filtering information and where we'd like to be seeing more, seeing differently, bringing to light things that we maybe believe but are not acting on, so that we can go against the flow, let new information in, and be able to do stuff we haven't done before, to feel stuff we haven't felt before, and to live our lives in a way that supports deliberate well-being. When you think about a training, think about the way that this system of thinking is going to help you make deliberate choices about how to grow better. And that will help you make good choices about training that works for you so that you can grow. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.